call received from home care agency.
Mimi speaking. Please hold just a minute, okay?
Yes.
Mimi speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Do you provide in-home care?
Yes.
For seniors?
Yes. Okay. How can I help?
This is for my mother-in-law who lives in Newtown, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And she just got discharged from rehab center.
Okay.
She's 89 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And how does it work? I mean, could you give me some more information?
Yeah, of course. Is your mother-in-law on Medicaid?
Medicaid and Medicare, both.
Amazing. So I'll be very happy to help you out with the process. Do you want to be her caregiver, or do you want us to help her with someone?
No, I want you to help. There is my brother-in-law is a caregiver,
okay.
But he's out of country right now. So.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Right.
That's okay. So we can help out with someone.
Okay.
Okay.
So what is the next step?
The next step, I'm going to take down some information, and then I'll have my intake team give you a call, and we'll help you out with the process.
Okay, because she's in urgent need of nurse aid or any caregiver, you know, because she needs the help with bathing and dressing and those things.
Right. Okay, for sure. No problem. We can help her.
Now, is that going to be covered under Medicaid?
Yeah,
Medicaid?
Medicaid pays for it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is this agency owned by India?
This is our agency is through Medicaid. Medicaid.
Oh, Medicaid. I see. Yes. I see. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is your mother-in-law's name?
You need last name first or first name first?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Her last name is Takar. T like in Tom.
Mm-hmm.
H.S. and Henry, A.S. and Apple, K. Kilo, A.S. and Apple, R.S. and Robert.
So T, H.S. and Henry, A.S. and Apple?
Yes.
K.
A.S. and Kilo. Uh-huh. Another K.
Mm-hmm.
A.S. and Apple, R.S. and Robert.
Okay, and her first name?
It's a long one. S like in sugar, A as an apple, R as an Robert, Y as in yellow, U as an uncle, B as in boy, A as an apple, L as in Larry, A as an apple.
Okay, and do you know her date of birth?
Yes, 5/11/36.
5/11/36?
Correct.
Okay, and this is the best number to reach you, the 8893?
Yeah, you, I'm her daughter-in-law, you can reach me.
Okay.
Or I can give you another number in case if I don't pick up the phone.
Yeah, sure. What's the other phone number?
Let me give it to you. Hold on for a second. Okay. One moment. It's 925-216-7229.
Okay, 1 second. Just a sec.
Yes, hi.
Okay, yeah, I'm still here. Let me see. So, let me just, I'm trying to look up her Medicaid now really quick, just a minute.
Okay.
Thank you. And what's your name?
My name is Bertie, B as in Bravo, H-A-R-T-I.
Okay. Okay. Did she already get approved for the services or not yet?
She is already approved from the rehab center.
Okay. And is she getting services now or no?
No, she doesn't. I mean, they have suggested...
Do you know how many hours she got approved?
I have no clue. Because I called the rehab center just now. And they say that they have sent all the paperwork to Revolutionary, but no one has called so far. I'm very much upset about it.
Uh-huh.
So no one has called. She's already approved, and she's without help right now. So we need help ASAP.
So, but does she, did she get approved for hours? Like, does she have 20 hours to help her or not yet? Like, do you know any of that?
I don't know how many hours minimum. I believe it was 20.
Is she home already or is she still in the rehab?
No, she got discharged a couple of days ago. She's home now.
Okay. Discharged from rehab.
Could you find her Medicaid information?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Um, T Can we call you back shortly to help you with the process?
Yeah, you can. You have my number, right?
Yes.
Okay.
This is going.
Your name is Amy?
Mimi.
Mimi. Okay, Mimi.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so give me a call, and if I don't pick up, leave a message, and I'll call you right back.
Amazing.
And this, please, Mimi, try to help us ASAP, because she doesn't have any help right now. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Sure, I'm happy to help, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, sure.